Okay, Simon Resh Gimel al Eza Kar Vatinak Misablim. We're on what relatives you have availus for. So Gimel, Tinak Shani Yadu Em Kalu Chadash of Em Loy. You have a child and you have no idea if he lived out his month. It may specific Laman Yoim. So if it died within 30 days, of Afilu B'Yoyim Shalosh, even on the 30th day, Afilu Gadlo Sar of Itzibano, even if he grew hair and fingernails, Ein Karin Alav, there's no Kriya, Ein Oinin in Alav, there's no Aninus. Because it's a suffix nafil, we don't know. But if it dies after 30 days, even on day 31, meaning it has to be a full 30 days, right? Meaning it dies. After that cutoff. Let's say he's born at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so 31 days later, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Karna love, Aina no love, Masavla no love, Elim came neither Babirish Urak ben Shemaina Chadashim, unless you know for sure that this baby was only born after 8 months. The Lav Bar Kayamahu, because the rule is, even though this doesn't apply anymore, the rule is that we don't do, the rule is that a baby that was born after 8 months of pregnancy is not viable. If you know that he definitely had came to full term, how would you know? Meaning they would, the couple was together and then they separated from each other. And then the baby was born alive to 9 full months. Even if he died on the day that he was born, Karan alav, Ainan alav, Masalan alav, then you tear Kriya. Right, so this whole thing with the 30 days is that's if we don't know if it was a full-term pregnancy, which is most of the time. If you know it was a full-term pregnancy, if you know definitively it's a full-term pregnancy, then it's not a, then there is Avelus. Talit, Tumim, Shemei, Sechem, Yem, Toich, Lamed. What do you call it? Twins that are that one of them died within 30 days of even on the 30th day, and the second one's living after 30 days. We don't say, well, if this one's able to live, so must be that the one that died before 30 days was also able to live. Ella ain masablin. Allah, we still don't have avelus. Hey, gera giyaris in a skyru and benayin, ain't a zavlan zelze. A gera giyaris that when megay with their children, there's no avelus because they're not really related. The gerish in a sky katan shanala dami, a ger who became a ger is like a new child. A kurva shahisa begiyusam ain't a kurva, and the relations that they had when they were gayim is not considered related. Now, we do say the halacha is that they still have to show respect to the parents, etc., etc. Fine. Simon Reish Dalet Emesai Maskel Avelus. This can get pretty technical. Uboy Yud Seifen. So, when does Avelus start? So, Alam Mishen Nikvar Ames V'Nigmar Stimas Akever Ba'Ofer Miyad Maskel Avelus. When the Avelus, once the Kever gets totally covered, that's when Avela starts, and he takes off the shoes right there in the Besakoras. And if he has to go to his house, but as he has to go through Goyim, then he's able to put back on the shoes. He's got to put a little bit of dirt into his shoes so that he feels some suffering. And if the Beis HaKvaras is close to the city, and the Avel's not going to the cemetery, meaning if he's local and he could go to the cemetery, like a lot of women have the meaning not to go to the cemetery. So for them, it doesn't start, since it's local, their Avelus doesn't start until they're told that the grave is covered. But if it's close to night and you want to already start counting Shiva, so they get in one less day, right? Meaning if they start
right before Shkia, then they'll have to sit Shiva for one less day. Then, as long as you estimate when the kever is buried, Yachal, then you can be Noyag Avelus. Right? Meaning, nowadays this is not applicable because we have communications. Ayin Lashon Aritum, Seltamayid Kotten, Shikosov Elamamtin, Ad Kedeshir. And if they're told that they misjudged and they started too early, they still cancel them since they started Shiva. I'm sorry, if they're told that it was the caver was. It was taka buried before night, then the day does count. But if they're told that they miss, I'm sorry, I explained the wrong. This case is where they got it right, and the burial taka was before night. But if they got it wrong, then that day does not count for them. Erev, and if it's erev yontov, the regel knocks out the avelos, which we'll see later on. So Beis is all talking about where the kvura is going to be local, but let's say the kvura is not local. Meaning you have no idea when the burials is. That's when they count to Shiva and Shloshim. Right? This is typical when they fly the mace to Eretz Yisrael. Well, and the avelim are
Now
not
with
gone.
phones,
Yeah,
how
so
do we can know exactly when it's buried?
that's always the question. Do we say that these halachas change? Right? Especially if there are some avelim that do travel. Let's see. But the one who goes with the mace, he counts from when it gets buried. And some say that if the leader of the household goes to the mace, says, "I and Sharam cover," and even those that stay home count only from when they're buried. Masai, and we evaluate it based on when they think that it's going to be buried. Umaschilin, and that's when they start to keep the veil. So yom shemitayim. Meaning they're einanim. We only go after the godel bayis l'chumra. Meaning that even the people that stayed home, if the godel bayis went to Eretz Yisrael, they go with the godel bayis. But if the godel bayis stays home, the people that go with the mace don't follow him. They count when they get buried. Now this is a big tumult.
What I'm saying, I don't think we're passing that way, right? That's your mother
It's a
didn't go,
big
but your father,
machlokes. It's a
you
big
all met up together.
machlokes.
Well,
We're
where's it?
passing.
Where? Where's Gadol HaBayis?
That's a different question. How do you define Godel HaBayis?
So your father, you defined it your mother, and you all got up the same time, she didn't go.
I didn't go either. That's why I didn't go. It's one of the reasons I didn't go. Like this, but it was either one of us.
Is it right? But your brothers that went got up with you.
I think so, yes. But it's a big machlokes. It should be kivega, regas, maisha. There's a lot. There's a whole lot there. So, and of course, when one sibling gets one psak and the other sibling gets another psak, that's when it's really hallelujah, right? But that's part of the tumult. And you're right. Technology nowadays doesn't help. Fine. Dal misha tov b'mayim asharogam agum ve'ena nimtza l'kovrei. Let's say Nebuch, somebody drowns, or goyim kill him, and they are not. And they don't have the bodies, and, or unfortunately Gaza, or World Trade Center. As long as they haven't miyayish from looking for him, there's no aninus, no avelus. And it's mutter even to have relations. When we saw but once they give up, then they start avelus. And let's say they do sit Shiva and then they actually find the body. And they bury Enatsi, they don't need Avelos. But if it's a parent, they need to tear Kriya. Omisha Nitva b'mayim b'yeshla Isha. Somebody drowned and he has a wife. It's in a situation where they cannot be mata her to get married, meaning she's an aguna. Ain't no gonna love Avelos, ain't no Acher of Kaddish, and there's no Avelos and there's no Kaddish. They should try to bring a nachas ruach to the neshama. Ulispalu leprakim lefnei ateva to daven sometimes for the amud. The kras haftira to read haftira levarach bezimun to make the one to lead the zimun v'litein tzedakah v'lilmoi roi lischar misha yilmoi avuroi and learn or rent so pay somebody to learn for the person who passed away, even though they don't have a body, and there was no shiva. Fine. Hey, misha meis lekarav hu einenu sham. Let's say a relative died, and he's not there. So this also comes up a lot. For noydelay b'makam asher hu sham, and he was told where he was that the relative died. Then he counts for himself once he finds out. So you have this, you know, if you have a sibling that dies in Eretz Yisrael, right, and the sibling here is, or a kid here is not going to the Levaya, but the Levaya is going to be delayed by a day, let's say, so they start right away. So it could be also totally different times of getting up. And even if the person comes to where everybody else is sitting, Shiva, then he cannot be makatzer. Meaning this is talking about the opposite case I said, where they're all sitting Shiva, and then he finds out about it 2 days later. So his Shiva starts then. It doesn't go with the crowd. And let's say he didn't know until he came to the Avelim. But the Avelim are not where the person died. Not where the burial was. Then he also is going to count for himself. All right? So it's also okay, that case is not as common. I mean, he thought he was going to visit. He comes there and the person died, but it's nowhere near they're not near the mace and they're not near the Mokum Kura. So then he also counts for himself.
The Hishloishim are also different.
Hishloishim will also be different, 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very odd halachas, but that's the way it is. Okay, we will stop there. Should only episode is Tavis and everybody should have a fine night.
Amen.